Holly, and you are listening to episode 62 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Welcome back. I am welcoming myself back because in December, I took a break. All right, Molly, let's get it together here. Let's go. Okay. So January, I took a little break from the podcast and I told you that I'd be back in January with new episodes. And here I am. I'm not going to lie. I procrastinated a lot with this episode. It was a good like 4 days that it was on my list of things of my work list to do. And I just kept putting it off because I wasn't sure what I wanted to talk with you all about, but I have it. I figured it out. I know what I want to talk with you about today. And what I want to talk about is my method for cleaning shit out of your house and out of your spaces and organizing stuff and decluttering and sort of my method for making a space flow better and to have a space feel like everything in that space has a purpose and is there with intention. I've talked about this in coaching and I've gone over this at various times, but I've never talked about this here on the podcast. So that's what I want to talk with you about. I'm going through this process right now, so it's sort of the perfect timing. And I think being the new year, happy, happy new year, by the way, happy 2023. I think it's a good time to go over this because it's sort of, it feels like a clean slate and it's nice to kind of have a space that reflects that as well. So that's what we're going to talk about. But first, I had a few really hectic weeks with a lot of travel and I got home, I guess 10 days ago as of when I'm recording this, and my food situation, oh my God, like I just hadn't been home. I'd been home like one day in 2 weeks. And my fridge was so sad. And the other night, I'm going to tell you what I had for dinner. And hopefully it'll make you feel better about yourself. So the other night for dinner, I had a tangerine. My mom always puts tangerines in my stocking. Yes, I still have a stocking on Christmas. So there were tangerines. Thank goodness for my mom. I didn't even go grocery shopping I just went grocery shopping yesterday after what feels like a month of not being here, not shopping, not cooking. So for dinner, it was a tangerine and I had some Miyoko's smoky, like cheddar cheese. I don't know if you've ever had that, but Miyoko stuff. I mean, it's not whole food plant-based. It is vegan, but it's like delicious. So good. I love her stuff. So I had some of that in the fridge and then I had some almond flour crackers and I didn't really have much else because I just couldn't get my shit together to cook for myself. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to have a tangerine and I'm going to have cheese and crackers. And that was my dinner. It wasn't the best dinner, but you know, it was calories and that's where I was at. And so that's what I did. So if you are feeling any kind of weirdness about the way that you've been eating, I just take this as an invitation to feel a lot better. Because maybe it wasn't that, maybe it was close. I don't know. But either way, who cares? The most important thing is, of course, what we eat the majority of the time. And so those times when it's just like, yep, cheese and crackers for dinner, vegan cheese and crackers for dinner. You know, for me, that's the exception and not the rule. And that keeps me feeling good. So when I have those nights, whatever. It was fine. But I did want to share that with you because imperfection, y'all, imperfection. All right. So let's talk about spaces and cleaning out spaces and how to do it in a way that's, I don't know, really inspiring and really an opportunity for some thought work, an opportunity for some growth. So I see most things in life as an opportunity to grow and to expand and to learn about myself. And that goes for cleaning my spaces as well. So we all have those spaces. Like I know, like I'm actually staring at one of them right now. And it's the same one that I haven't done this method with in like over a year. So it's still there. It's my office closet. And it's just like the things that go in my office closet are the things that I don't have an easy time getting rid of, but I don't really need in my day-to-day life, but I feel like I might need it at some point. So it just all goes in there and it's very cluttered and like sad and there's just no life in it. So that's one space. I have a few spaces like that in my house that I am currently procrastinating doing along with recording this episode. But I'm going to get to it. I am. Look, I'm recording this right now. Procrastination can suck it. I won the battle and I will win the battle with the space, with the cleaning out the spaces too. Now there are some spaces that are, I'm really motivated to clean and organize and sort and free up. And then there's other spaces that I'm like, blech, I'll do that one last. I'll do this space, but then I'll just put that one off for a bit. And I think that it's because for me, like the closet space, there's a lot of personal stuff in there. Like there's a lot of like cards from people who I love who are now dead, right? There's a lot of like, there's a lot of notebooks with a lot of random like ideas and notes that I'm almost certain I will never ever look at again. But there's this thing like, I might. I don't even know what's in those notebooks, but I've convinced myself that they all need to stay. There are like purses. Like I don't know why all my purses and bags are in my office closet, but they are. Some of the stuff like people gave me and I don't really want anymore, but I feel like it was a gift and I don't really want to get rid of it. So I think the spaces that for me that are hardest to clean out are the spaces that just have things in them that are sentimental in a way, but that I also don't want anymore. So we're going to talk about that. The spaces that are easy for me to clean, like my kitchen, all my kitchen stuff. Really, really, I'm always motivated to clean out the fridge and clean out the cupboards and clean out the pantry. And in fact, our plant-fueled reset, which our kickoff call is Saturday, January 7th. If you're listening to this before then, one of the things that I'm having the resetters do is clean out their kitchen before we start the guidelines. So anyways, I was thinking about that too. And the kitchen space for me is always the easiest. And so, you know, whatever, there's spaces that are easier to clean out than others. And the ones that are harder to clean out, of course, we put off more, obviously. That kind of goes without saying. So here's what I do. And I'm going to give you the method that when I follow it works really, really well. And it might sound a little tedious, but I have a system. And when I follow it, I'm always so impressed with my space. I always like walk in afterwards and I'm always so happy that I did it, because opening that closet or walking into that room or opening that drawer after I've done this, it just feels amazing. There's such an energetic difference when I do this. So here's what I do. The first thing is I decide a time, a date and a time that I'm going to dedicate to a specific space. So I'm going to choose the space first. So I would say, like I look at my calendar and maybe I'm saying, okay, this Sunday at 9 a.m., I'm going to clean out my closet, my office closet. And I'm going to write that down and I'm going to block that out. And I'm going to tell the people in my life, hey, from 9 o'clock to, and you could like decide how much time you want to spend on it. So if I decide I'm going to do that from 9 until 11, I'm going to tell the people in my life that will be coming and going, right? And maybe they're in my space or whatever. I'm just going to say, hey, I'm not available from 9 to 11 because I'm working on this. And that way I have that time blocked off. I've set people's expectations that I won't be available and I'll have no reason why I can't do it. And so I'll choose that in advance. I'll use that very sophisticated part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, to plan, right? So I'm not just willy-nilly like, oh, I think I'll do this now and I'll start for 10 minutes and then I'll get distracted and then I'll stop, right? Which is what usually happens when we're just making choices from the more ancient part of the brain. Okay, so I plan it out. This day, this time, this many hours, this space. That's what I'm going to do. So that's the first step. The next thing is when that time comes, you follow it. You don't make excuses. You don't put it off unless you're mean and you're procrastinating. Don't follow my lead on this. I'm telling you. No, but really, like follow it. Like trust your past self to follow through with what you've planned for yourself, because you're doing this for a reason. You want to do this. You want the result of what you're going to get from this. So trust that, like, you are onto something. You said you were going to do it at this time, and guess what? You're going to do it at this time. All right. So you're going to follow your own guideline. And then at that point, the first step is to take every single thing out of that space. So every shelf, every drawer, whatever's on the floor, anything, like even the stuff that's way tucked back there that you're trying to convince yourself isn't really there so that you don't have to deal with it, like pull it all out. Take it all out. Put it on the floor, put it on tables, whatever, but pull every single thing out of there, down to, like, you know, the last paperclip or the random, like, photo that is a duplicate from 1994 that is all crinkled up. Like, every single thing, pull it out. And then you have this empty space, right? And this is whether this is a closet or or your car or your kitchen drawer or a pantry, whatever space this is, a dresser, pull everything off from it, out of it. And then you're going to have this empty space. And from there, you're going to grab a rag and you're going to clean out that space and really do it, like, all of it. Like, grab a step stool if you need, get a little bucket of sudsy water and really wash it all out. Dust it off, clean it out, clean the shelves, the walls, the floor, way back if it's a shelf or if it's a drawer, like way back in the corner. I have a really awesome little teeny vacuum that's just rechargeable with a USB. And that thing is awesome for small spaces. I just take that and, like, vacuum out hard to reach places. So really clean it out so it looks really sparkly and clean. And then you're going to look at that space and you're just going to notice, okay, how do you feel with nothing in it, with it totally clean? Like, just take a moment and look at it. And just enjoy that space for just what it is without anything being in there, and just sort of absorb and pause what you've created. You've created a space with nothing in it that's now very clean. Okay, that in itself is going to be really satisfying. The next thing is to go to all the stuff and to sort through it one by one. Right? Sort through each thing. And decide, is this bringing joy to my life? Is this bringing value to my life? Is this something that is serving me in some way? What is my reaction when I look at this thing, when I hold this thing, when I feel this thing? Is it something that I feel good about having, or is it something that I no longer need? If I do want this thing, why do I want it? Do I want it because I think I should keep it? Am I wanting it because somebody gave it to me and I don't want to hurt their feelings? Like, just question it. With each thing, just get a sense of what it is and what you're going to do with it. Some things will be very obvious. And I recommend having a few different piles. And one pile is to keep. One pile is to throw away, or trash bag, whatever. And then one pile is to donate or give away. And you're going to sort each thing into those three piles. If you want to keep it, put it in the keep pile. If you want to toss it, just put it in the trash. And if you want to donate it, then put it in that pile. And don't, like, if you want to throw something away, like, I'm really giving you permission, just throw that shit away. Like, you have permission to throw it away. If it's something that's like, oh, I should probably sell this, maybe I could get a little money from it, but I don't want to bother, but it's actually like, maybe I should just donate it instead, but I don't want to donate it. I don't know. I'm like, if you feel like throwing something away, just please like throw it away. Don't overthink it. Donating stuff is awesome. If you want to sell stuff, you can totally do that too. But if there's things that really just need to go, then just let them go. This is a really good opportunity to see what kind of comes up for you with various things, because physical things can be really charged based on the circumstances that they were given to us, or that we purchased them, or however they came into our life. It can be charged. So when something comes up that you're like, okay, I want to throw this away, but I'm having a really hard time with it, this is the perfect opportunity to look at that and kind of coach yourself through it a little bit and be like, okay, well, like, why is this hard? Like, what is this? Do I feel like I should keep this? Okay, well, why should I keep this? Right? Because my mom gave it to me. Okay. And so if you got rid of it, what does that mean? That means that maybe if I got rid of this, it's a sign that I don't love my mom as much. Is that true? Right? How is that true? How does the love for your mom, how is that reflected in physical things that you keep or that you toss? Like, it's a really good opportunity to just notice what's coming up. I recently got rid of a pair of overalls. My godfather, I think I've talked about him maybe in a love letter in 2020. I was very close with him, and he died of a really rare degenerative brain disease called supranuclear palsy syndrome. And when he died, his niece sent a box of stuff to me of his. And it was like his glasses and a pair of these like overalls that he always wore, and various like Chicago Bears things, because he was a big Bears fan, and different things. It was really sweet to go through that. And I kept those overalls, and they were much too big for me to wear, but I wanted to look at them sometimes. I would sometimes pull them out of my closet and just kind of smell them and look at them and have really sweet memories. And it's going to make me tear up. It is making me tear up, because I loved him so much. I still love him so much, but it was very sweet to have those overalls and to see them. And last night, actually, I was going through this process with my closet, and I decided that it was time to get rid of those. And I wanted to clear out space. I wanted to have less clothes in my closet. And so I looked at those, and I smelled them, and I really just felt all the emotions come up. And then I put them in my donation bag and I let it go. And I was ready to do that. You know, I wanted to do that. And we all have our own timing with this stuff, especially when it comes to things of peoples who are now past. We all have to give ourselves plenty of time to hang on to stuff that we want to hang on to. And no, there's no right time limit for that kind of thing with anything of ours. There's no right or wrong date or timeline to get rid of things. Like, we do that in our own time when we're ready, and we'll know when that is. You know, I really do believe that. And then when we're ready to let go of something, if we're feeling like we shouldn't, and we're kind of doing it, keeping it because of guilt, you know that that's probably not serving you the best, and not serving that person's memory the best, and not serving that item the best either. Doing things out of obligation or guilt is never serving kind of our highest, most, you know, highest self with the most integrity. Now, I wasn't ready to get rid of those overalls until now. So I kept them for, well, yeah, going on 3 years. And yesterday I was ready and it felt good. It felt good to honor him and to smell them one last time and then to put them in the donation bag. So all of that is to say, like, here's kind of the opportunity and here's sort of the reason why I love this method, because it's about so much more than cleaning out a space. It's so much more than organizing a space so that it, you know, is cleaner and less cluttered. It really is an opportunity to expand, to grow, to work on yourself, to do some thought work, to really decide on purpose what you want in your life. You know, what are the things that you want to have in your space? What are the things that are really there that are serving you versus the things that are just taking up space for the sake of just being there? When you can free that up, it's amazing how much better the energy flows. So with each thing that came out of that space, you're going to decide, do I keep it? Is it serving me? Is this joyful? Do I want this in my life? Is it adding value? Or does it go in the trash? Or does it get sold or donated? And so do that with each thing. Then when you're done with the entire, with everything that you pulled out, don't put anything back until you've gone through each thing and separated it into those three piles. And then after that, start putting things back in an order that makes sense, with intention. Put that stuff back. Maybe it's in a different order than it was before. Maybe you mix things up and you're like, oh yeah, it makes sense for me to put all of my notebooks that I'm keeping on the right side of the closet instead of the left. I don't know what, like, do what you want to do. Change it up if you like. And so put it all back, and, you know, and instead of like shoving it in or just tossing it in haphazardly or randomly, like really put everything back in the space with intention, with kind of like, how do you want to see it? Are there things that you want to look at when you open that space? Are there things that you enjoy seeing when you open that drawer? Are there things that you aren't ready to let go of and that you want to keep for a bit, but you don't want to see them every day? Like, decide and have this be based on how these things make you feel. How does it make you feel? And of course, it's not the thing that's making you feel a certain way, right? I need to put on my coach hat really quick and explain the difference. So an item is not making you feel a certain way. An item is stimulating a thought that's making you feel a certain way. So it's the thoughts you have about the thing that creates the feeling, and it's not the thing itself, right? So clarifying that. So it's very much like, I like to tap into, how do I want to feel when I open my closet? Like, how do I want to feel? Ooh, I want to feel expansive. I want to feel like free, right? Okay. So for me, I know that to feel expansive and free, I can't have a lot of stuff in there. I'm going to need to pare stuff down. I'm going to need to really get rid of things. I'm really going to have to like organize in a way that it does not feel cluttered when I put everything back. So how do you want to feel? And then sort of go from there, right? And then, okay, so you're going to put it all back, and then you're going to look at it. And then you're going to see this beautifully clean, organized space with only the things that you truly want and that are serving you in some way. And when you go through this process, what happens is the space ends up staying cleaner and more organized for longer once you go through this process. So it might take a little bit more time, but I promise you, like, I've done this so many times with various spaces in my house. And when I do this, like, it, I'm very motivated to keep it that way. Right. I didn't just come in and kind of tidy up and clean around things. Like, when I really take the time to do all of this, then it's a really big pleasure for me to open up a space and to see just the things I want to see and to have it be organized and really flowing. And that feeling is great. You want to kind of hang on to that. And once you do this process with one space in your home or in your car or your office, whatever it is, I promise you'll want to do it again. just because it feels so good when it's done. So that's the process. That's my method. I'm going to be doing this. I've been doing this over the past like week, and I'm going to continue doing this. And so let me know if you do this and you love it, or if you do it and you hate it, whatever. You can always email me and let me know, or you could comment on the podcast episode on the on our website. We have comments there. You can always come and comment and let me know if it worked for you, if you enjoyed it, what you learned, like what were your takeaways from this as well. You know, what did you learn something about yourself? Was there a moment that you were really proud of yourself? Maybe, you know, like, okay, I've been wanting to get rid of that for a long time and I wasn't able to. And then I was able to let that go after I gave a little bit of thought and attention to it. So let me know. Let me know how it works for you. That's what I have for you today. I'm super happy to be back in your ear hole with this podcast. And I'll be back next Monday for another one. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful start to your new year. Happy 2023. May it bring you so many blessings and joy and love and peace and adventure and excitement. Yeah, okay, that works. May it bring all the good things, and may it bring what you need it to bring. And I know that it will. Whatever that looks like for you, may you be wrapped in love, and may you fuel yourself with nutrient-dense fuel that loves your body, that will love your body up. May you do all that. May you have all that. May you be blessed. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.